This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
You guys, I didn't have to stop talking when I came in the room. Were you talking about me? What's...
Maybe.
Or just the vibes are low?
Brett, you just came in with such, like, gusto. Yeah. Like, how do you have so much gusto right now?
You know, one of my friends, yeah, I got friends, the other day described me as...
had to make that clear.
He was like, you know, you're just so happy all the time. And I like, did a double take. I was, like, looking behind me over my shoulder. I was like, are you talking to me? Are you... I went, like, taxi driver for a moment. You talking to me?
Oh, yeah.
Am I happy all the time? That's not how I'm perceived. Katie, don't perceive me. Don't perceive me.
I think her
me.
Laugh says it all. I think her laugh is a testament. Change that yes.
real quick today. Ryan, crank yourself up a little bit if you can. Is there a volume knob on that bad boy?
Maybe. Let's
no, on out. The thing. Isn't there one right there? Is there a volume on that thing?
Turn me up in the headphones.
Yeah, because Chris is way louder than you, which is sometimes
normal. I think
you
did that on purpose.
Yeah.
you want to mute me out a little bit.
There, crank it even more. It's getting better. Oh, you guys. The vibes
crank
are dead.
Crank it, Link.
That's right.
The vibes are dead, man, but not the vibes inside Release the Show.
No, never.
Oh, right?
Good vibes only.
Yeah, good vibes only around here. But the especially vibes in and around the Emerald City, not great right now, guys.
Not good.
Yeah. Chris, what's that? You want to get the good vibes going?
Oh, I just said, yeah, not when you have your other friend Elijah Craig
what?
And things like that.
This is a drinking episode?
How can you not?
It is now.
Why was I not informed? Why was I not informed this is a drinking episode, Producer Katie?
You're on the group chat.
Come to the meetings.
I don't read the group chat anymore. They're on a bender, dude. You think I'm reading the group chat right now? I, like the team, barely want to be here. What do I got?
Fair.
Oh, my.
Fair.
She just handed me a... Oh. What is this? Oh, it's from our friends at Heritage Distilling Company.
Ooh,
did their accounting department ever get back to you?
Yeah. No, we like that.
We talked to billing?
Yeah, we're okay with
that. Good. Or where's accounts received? Accounts payable? What is it over there? I love Heritage, but this is not an ad, but it could be. Free advertising. I guess, well, I could do it like this. Ooh, I got a bottle of... It's mango-flavored vodka. Are we doing this? Is this what it's come to? Is this what
I'm
it's like
the
in
top.
The deep?
Yeah.
Is this what it's like in the deep, Kraken fans?
This is how you defend the deep.
Dude... You know, somebody has to. Ugh.
All right.
Look at what you make us do, Matthew Beniers. Look at what you make us do, Dan. Look at what you make us do, Jerry Bruckheimer. Look at what you brought me to. I was such a fan of the original Top Gun, too. It's so sad. Not Cheers. Top Gun 2.
Cheers.
Top Gun T-O-O. Cheers. Hey.
Bottoms up, fellas. Cheers.
Release the show. Ooh. Young fish. What's cracking? What's cracking? We cracking. We cracking. We dipping. We diving. We sliding. We snapping. Hockey in Seattle, boy. We all about the action. Release. Oh. The show. Oh, how do I? No cough. Wow.
That hit you a little hard?
Smooth. It's oh, it hits you. Welcome to Release the Show, everybody. Your favorite show about your favorite Seattle hockey team. The Seattle Kraken, who they tell me are still playing hockey up there in Seattle. The rant line, the rants are going off. And producer Katie has one in particular that she will definitely read. Remind me, we got to read it. We've taken a few weeks off because, well, one of you explained why. I mean, have you wanted to talk about it?
Every once in a while, you need time, right? You need time to yourself. You need to step away and reflect and go into the woods and, you know, do a dance in a... I don't know. Like, you just need time. That's
so
all I can say.
Chris was off dancing in the woods.
We needed a rain out is what we needed. We just needed to take a pause for a second.
Dude.
Are there rain outs in hockey?
We could just melt the ice a little bit.
It'll probably be raining during the Classic.
That's true.
Yeah.
That'll be the day the roof gets stuck.
Our pond is made of rain, which is as depressing as the team is playing right now.
It's been rough.
Dude, this whole season so far. But anyway, we're here to talk about it. And we thank you for listening. Let's not...
It's going to be okay, guys.
That
okay.
It's going to be okay because
if you're feeling a little chilly, okay. I've got some chili for you.
There you go.
It's rainy. Ooh. Actually, I hear Seattle is beautiful and sunny today. So on this beautiful sunny.
Of course it is. Look outside. We're Seattle's Kraken local podcast. Katie, can't you tell?
I hear that today is a beautiful day up in Seattle, so get yourself. I don't really.
Yeah, it is. Can't you see it?
Oh, I can. Oh, I can see it
from the
today
studio.
Today is a beautiful day in
live
Seattle.
Live and local.
And you should get yourself some chili.
From the shores of Green Lake. Oh, no. Fife and Everett, everybody.
Get yourself. It's so warm, in fact, that you might need an ice cream cone. So mention the Release the Show podcast at either Wiener Schnitzel location in Fife or in Everett and get yourself a free stinking ice cream cone. Because we suck.
An ice cream cone in December in
yes.
Seattle?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's a thing. Everybody loves
it. In
that.
New
that's
England, warm. They love ice cream in December.
Don't knock the winter ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on now.
Come on, Chris.
Ryan.
Hey.
Ryan. Ryan.
Yes, sir. Yes.
I have a sound effect for you.
All right.
Do we suck? Do we suck? Do we suck? Do we suck?
That's my ringtone.
Yeah. Yep. Well.
Apparently, I don't own that either. Apparently, that's not my trademark. Sorry.
No, and I've been informed, actually, every time I play it that we owe him 12 Canadian cents, void where prohibited in parts of the Northern Territories, though. So
he really sent his lawyers.
Enter
huh?
a promo code Brett for absolutely nothing. But anyway, Ryan.
Do we suck? Do we suck?
He asked you a question, Ryan.
Yeah, I'm trying
multiple
to
times.
Think of the best
Dude,
way
a,
to
I mean yes or no. Here, you get two answers. There's two options. Okay. Yes or no. Yep.
Do we suck?
Yeah. Right now, absolutely.
Hey Chris, I have a question for you. Mm-hmm. Okay. There's two possible answers, yes or no. And so here's the question.
Do we suck?
Yeah. I'm going to consult with my friend Elijah Craig real quick. He says yes. I say yes. We both agree.
How's Elijah Craig at playing left wing? Hey, Producer Katie.
You
want
to get in there, buddy? You want to get in there?
Producer Katie, I have a question for you.
Do we suck?
Yeah.
Hey, listeners, I have a question for you.
Do we suck?
Guys, what in the holy mother of hockey is going on in the city of Seattle? And the apathy is real. Oh, no. That is not allowed. No. And you know what? No, listen to me. No, that's not allowed. I'm going to tell you why. May it please the court. No, The Sonics are not here.
Here we go.
Okay? Your dad is not here. He left a long time ago. That father went out for a pack of cigarettes, and you've been complaining about it ever since. And now, you know what? There's a new daddy in town, and he came in all hot and sexy for a couple of years. And now, just because he told you to go to your room, you can't start whining about your dad that left a long time ago. You got me? We got what we got, and we got to ride what we got, and what we got ain't great. Put that on a t-shirt, Ryan.
Done.
Dude, can
my
we
new
just...
daddy's not great. Can we... Put that on there.
Can we just call up like all the Silver Tips or whoever? Can we just get the Firebirds up there and just light a fire? Like, what is up, bro? Come on, 4-3 to the Blackhawks, 5-1 before that to the Canucks. Since the time we talked, this is all Maple Leafs 4-3 in a shootout. Gross. Like, what is happening?
Welcome to our first real losing streak.
Dude, I'm losing it on this show. Welcome to the first actual. Okay, 1-2-3. Chris, brace yourself.
No, don't do it to me. Don't count it out.
4-5. Six. Oh. 7-8, I think. Hold on. 1-2-3-4.
Oh, he's
got to
do it again for good measure.
Yeah, because, dude. Hold on. 6-7. No, 8. Canucks game. 8! 8! Are you kidding me? 8, dude. You better get your butt and you better get your butt and nuts ready for a polar plunge, because I don't think we've been this close before, right? Like, because the first time we said if they lost 10 in a row, you'll skinny dip into the waters of Lake Union?
I was hoping you'd forget about that. I think it was South Lake Union. But I do think the first year, I think they got to 8 or 9. They were close. And then we like beat Arizona, and that was, I think, or
don't
we lost
Arizona.
We've
never
else.
Beat Arizona. Not one time we've never beat Arizona. Dude, no.
But
like,
this feels.
Okay, so
the way
one,
that we suck, this feels closer.
Season one of the show, we said that if they lost 10 in a row, Chris would go skinny dipping, polar bear plunge style, Union, Lake Union. Like, I think we even said Gasworks Park. And then for some reason we said that's a lifetime thing on the show. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen.
Vocals,
right after the playoff run last year, Chris thought he was in the clear for at least 20 years. And here we are, 1 year later. Gross.
My hopes lie with our vaunted, self-created rivals, the Florida Panthers, who are probably going to beat us, let's be honest. And then if they do... It's the Blackhawks again. Like, they're terrible. They're at the bottom of the Central.
Yeah, which is
and
not what
my
you
hopes.
Want right now.
That's how that works.
Not what you want. So basically, this
I've got
entire
two
episode,
opportunities here.
This entire episode is just going to be whether Chris goes skinny dipping or not, and how many Release the Show fans will be there to film it, record it, and document it, and then send it in to the Kraken Hall of Fame. And also, Ryan, do you got the blur patch ready, and are you able to animate that properly? Because it's a family show.
Yes, very, the smallest pixel I can find.
Absolutely. Dude, him in just his Kraken hat running out into with the space needle in the background for Christmas with a bow on his butt. Oh. Let's do this, dude. Oh man, come on, Kraken, just do it.
We gotta get him some water wings.
Give us some sort of entertainment this season.
Seriously.
Just do it. Just drop these two games so we can all have a little fun around here. Because if you win one of them, then you're just going to lose the next 7 anyway. And then, no, just lose both so that we can have fun. This is my
campaign. Guys, you got to keep out there grinding.
No.
Keep grinding.
No.
Don't lose your confidence, fellas. Get out there. You can get these two. Come on.
Ryan, can they get any of these? What is happening with this team? And... boy, oh boy, they miss some people. And I think in a few short weeks, we're going to be missing a lot of people, frankly.
Right now, we're sponsored by Band-Aid because we just can't get off the injured list. It's with Grubauer going down and all of our key players, and they seem to they seem to keep getting hurt at the right times, and I have no explanation for why we can't stay healthy right now.
Yeah. And we're the biggest Kraken fans. That's the whole point. I'm pissed, dude, in just a way where I'm bummed, like I'm watching Mariners baseball. Just here we go again. I mean, and the same thing with baseball, and if we do ever get the NBA again, where it's like almost nightly, it feels like, and you tune in and you get excited, and then it's just like, oh, man, come on.
At least all of our teams are losing at the same time, so... Just takes one of our teams to turn it around and everybody will follow.
And the annoying thing about what Seattle's going through right now with all the sports teams is it's like you can't really put your finger on what's really going on. It just feels like a malaise. It's like with the Seahawks, it's like weird little injuries and then they can't all be on the field at the same time and they just sort of seem to and it's the same thing with the Kraken. Just like they just sort of can't sort of seem to but like, who's gonna just grab the reins and go for it, or are we just gonna ship the entire team off out of town and do this on the podcast for the next 6 years? Come on, Francis, let's go, right? Yes,
it's really, really weird how this team went from everybody playing a role, scoring coming from everywhere. I mean, that was the thing last season. We got help from everywhere. Mm-hmm. It was a full team thing. We still don't have one bona fide star, one scorer. It came from everywhere. And now, yeah, McCann's still doing his thing, but that's about it. We ain't got nothing going on.
Wait, what? Ryan, you're supposed to start talking when he stops talking.
No, I got you. Chris, was last year a fluke then?
I don't know. I mean, you guys talk about like losing Sprong and whatever, and that was big, right? And we lost Donato and whatnot, but like we have a lot of the same people. It's like we got like three new players, but then a lot of the same people from last year. So I would volley that back to you on whether you think last year's a fluke, or is it real that people, other teams, coaches, players, whatever, saw what we had, saw how we did it. Were able to basically scout us. We took them by surprise last year, and now they just know us. And so we can't do what we did last year. I'm not sure. It's one of the two, obviously.
I mean, we have guys like Beniers only scoring 4 goals right now. Eberle, 3 goals. I mean,
for the season.
At this point last year, those guys are buzzing, right? McCann is the only one that is actually playing to the level that he should be with 13 goals. I mean, so I don't know. It seemed like there's that missing element and who knows what that is, and if it's coaching, if it's players, if it's staff, if it's being coddled too much and they need to take away their plane and put them on a bus like Major League, or do we need a cardboard cutout of Ron Francis and we start peeling off the layers in the locker room? I don't know what it is.
Katie, we could send him a full-length one of Chris.
I like that reference.
Well, we'll have that ability to take that picture when he's on Lake Union in about 3 days.
Oh, they start peeling.
So I don't get a sock or like a loincloth or like anything.
No, of course not. Come on.
Okay.
Come on.
Okay.
Yeah. Polar bear style. Polar bears are naked.
Just full frontal. Well, with the bow on the back.
We're going to film it from behind. You're fine.
Okay.
Also, Katie will send you the nudity part of your contract again. Don't forget, there's a paragraph in there about nudity. Ryan knows. He had us exit out, but we wrote it back in. We redlined it. Or whatever.
But what about the boats on the other side? No boats on the, are we closing off Lake Union? Can we close it off? Do we have the power
to
close it off?
No, we want as much paparazzi out there as possible, dude. It's a promo for the show. Come on, get with it. You want to sell this thing or not?
I'm a team player. I got this.
Huh?
There you go.
A release the show. You said sock, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
One of those little the Kraken tentacles branded. That they sell in the team store.
Wait. Oh,
a tentacle.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh. Well, I don't know. You know what? Let's call our contacts at their merchandising and ask if we can get some sort of branded content. They probably won't like it, but that hasn't stopped us before. Katie, you want to go get those letters out from legal? No? All right. Anyway, hey, have you guys ever heard of Epic Seats? EpicSeats.com, everybody. Seattle's favorite ticket broker nobody beats.
Epic Seats.
EpicSeats.com. Mention Release the Show or Take 12, and they will give you 12% off if you spend $100 on tickets to anything, whether it's Taylor Swift or the Seahawks or the Kraken or anything else that comes through Seattle or anywhere else in the country. You can search them for anything, I think globally even, and use Epic Seats, and we would appreciate it. Also, if you have seats that you want to sell, use Epic Seats and mention again the podcast, and you can get an extra $12 per seat. I mean, so if you got two seats you're trying to offload, you might as well do it with EpicSeats.com. They're going to get you a great price. And then also, you mentioned the podcast, you get an extra $24 if you got two seats that you're selling. And that's just free money. Who doesn't like free money? You know?
Yeah.
Just, hey, here you go. Here's extra
beats me.
$12 per seat. It's just not even a percentage. Just here's $12. Boom. There you go. Have some fun. Buy a couple beers at the game, you know, or whatever. Or for not going to the game or wherever you are. You guys get what I'm saying. Epic Seats.
For the next game.
.com. Also, EpicSeats.com has Michael Penix as a spokesperson. And I know all you UW fans love Mike Penix like I do. And he should have won the Heisman. And I'm not going to go off on it, but he should have. Only undefeated quarterback. He beat the other guy twice. His team is the only one in the playoff. What the heck are they thinking? But whatever. Anyway, nobody beats Epic Seats. Ryan, what else you got? Oh, no, Katie, what do you got? You want to do the rants?
I do, yeah.
Okay, you guys can send rants to Release the Rants any stinking time that you want. And then we read them here on the air. They're completely anonymous, but if you want to sign them, hey, that is up to you. Go ahead, Katie.
I have two, and I'm totally going to out the first person because it's our buddy Johnny Lazarus.
Wait, does he want to be outed?
Listen, he's saying it's New York Rangers game day, but I just wanted to take a minute and shit on the Kraken.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
He's just over there talking crap.
I was trying to give you some background music, but I don't know what's really appropriate. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all. He's just taking a minute out of his day to S on the Kraken.
Wow.
Oh.
His rant.
Are you sure you didn't want to do that anonymously, though?
Well, I mean, wow. He sent it. He sent it.
You know, Katie, the whole thing of the rant line is that it's predicated on anonymity. And every time I say you're not going to read the people's names, and then you just put them on blast every time.
But he CC'd me personally as well. I think just to make sure that I would like see it, like you wanted to make sure. You know what I mean? But I'm just saying.
You know what?
We need to have Johnny back on and
Clear that up. Go pepper his social media account. Just go for it.
Yeah.
With whatever you guys want. What should we have people send him? A gif of something or like a Yanni gift? But like the contemporary artist, male contemporary artist. Just pepper his timeline with gifs of Yanni.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. See if he gets it. All right.
The other one will remain anonymous here. It says, why is it that we always give up 4 goals? It's getting tiresome. I swear we score first and then give up the next 4, losing 5-1 because we pulled the goalie. We shouldn't even celebrate after scoring the first goal because the opposing team is just going to score the next 4. This defense is lazy. Get in front of the net. Ugh. Another thing. I really hated the off-season moves that we made.
Yeah.
Keep the chemistry going. Here. Matty B hasn't done poop emoji this season. And Brett.
Dude, more shit.
Don't you dare speak of trading crazy-eyed Tanev.
Oh.
He brings the energy to the Kraken.
What?
Who else are you going to have fill that hole?
Ugh, gross. Give me a break. No, you know what? Listen. You got to shake something up at some point, okay? And we can't just keep all these guys forever. And especially just guys with good personalities who can't stay in the lineup. And even when they do, it's like, okay, that was one good game. We'll see you again in another 3 months. You can't do that around here. I mean, Matty Beniers is the rookie of the year last year. The rookie of the year. Funky butt loving. And he's only got 4 goals this season to this point. Are you kidding me? Bro, you know what they do? You know what they do in the major leagues? Hey, head on back to Tacoma and let's see if you can learn how to hit a curveball again and then come on back when you're ready. And maybe a little bit of that humble pie will do you right, and you come back up here ready to play, Ryan. Come on. You went through this.
I hear Palm Springs is nice this type of year.
Come on. I'm being serious.
It is.
So do you want to hear Brandon Tanev's stat line? So he's only had 13 games, but 2 goals, no assists, 2 points. He's a minus four, and he has 11 penalty minutes, a minus four. So he's not really doing much as far as the energy goes right now.
Yikes. Okay, who else?
Isn't Matty B at like a minus 20 or something? I mean, I hate to call Matty B out again, but I feel like Matty B
he's minus 20. Obviously, he's on the first line, and they're giving up a lot of goals. So,
sure.
Okay, right then and there, you want to start switching stuff up and making some changes. I think you go beer league style, and you just go next man up. You just sit him on the bench. You just move down to the door, and then whoever comes out, that's what position you're playing. It wouldn't hurt this team right now. I mean, I would say they try anything.
I'm into this kind of thing. Give me more. Give me more disgusting stat lines. Come on. Just, I'm kind of into it right now. I don't know why. Just it feels gross, but for some reason it's like feels right now. Just give me a couple more.
All right. So
yeah,
Eberle minus 9.
Keep the music going. It's good.
Larson minus 10.
Oh,
Vince Dunn, our goal scorer last year, minus 13.
I can argue for him though. Okay. He leads the team with 22 points. Something.
Yay!
Something.
How about goalie stats? You got some bad goalie stats me? That's what I'm actually really into. You guys can join my OnlyFans, badgoaliestats.com. Ryan and I have an OnlyFans called Bad Goalie Stats, where it's just him and I sitting at a table talking about goalies. But we're naked. Oh, we're naked. You guys can check it out. Ryan, go ahead. Give him some bad goalie stats.
Bad goalie stats?
This is what happens on a drinking show, by the way.
Chris Drieger? Nothing, because he hasn't played yet. He's just zeros all the way down the line.
Dude, isn't he an original draft member? Is he ever going to play for the team?
Well, the way we're going, DeCourt will get hurt in about 3 games, and then he'll move up, and then we'll just keep rotating goalies.
I can give you some bad goalie stats.
Ooh. All right. Hold on.
Decord, .894 save percentage, 2.99 goals against average, which is better than Gru's, .884 save percentage, 3.25 goals against average, and Gru's record is 5-9-1. Now, poor guy's out on the IR now. You know, I hate to kick him while he's down, but
yeah, poor guy.
He hasn't been good.
Yeah, poor guy. What a poor guy. Hey, can we call the family into the living room and have a conversation about Gru that we probably should have had a while ago, guys?
This serious family meeting?
Can we just, I mean, look, you know, it's been fun and started off as the OG and the first jersey sold and all the blah, blah, blah. But I mean, it hasn't really been pretty other than the run at the end of last year and the playoff run against the Avs. And, you know, I mean, well, the playoff run last year. Other than that, come on, man. Like, can we go all the way back and just get goal scorers? I'd rather try to score 7 goals a game and lose 7-6 than lose 4-1. You know what I mean? It's just, if we're going to lose, let's go down swinging and shooting and scoring and flying all over the ice and at least being entertaining. This is just, ugh. Other than the jerseys.
So hot. Nice. So hot.
The jerseys are so nice.
So I'm not, as of the first episode, I'm definitely not a Gru guy. I'm with you on that. But they are the goaltenders are the only ones that are really keeping us in these games. We just read all the minus stats. I mean, that is zero defense. That's turnovers. That's coughing up the puck. And the goalies are the only ones keeping us there. But just imagine if we had the whole team buzzing and the goalies were playing, like this team would be something different.
Yeah, imagine if my grandma had wheels, she'd be a bike. Listen, hey, then let's talk about the defenders. Then let's talk about the defenders,
I've
Ryan.
Never heard that one before.
There you go. Ryan, let's talk about the defenders. Let's talk defenders then. Let's talk defenders. How come, what's with the rig? What's with Dunn? What's with the big cat? What's going on? Then let's talk defense. Because everything I was told about this team, and then let's talk general managing and front office. Because everything I was told about this team is built from the back forward. Well, no, sir. No, No, it's no. This is like saying the Seahawks have a great defense, and then you watch what the Niners did. And I know the Niners are great, but come on, man.
Hey, we got Riker Evans.
Yeah, they called him up finally. So he's up. All right.
So the team is looking at other outside sources right now and trying to shake things up for sure.
Uh-huh.
Is it too little too late right now? I don't know. I think it was 1998. I gotta actually figure this quote out really quick before I say something. That's a bad look for me right now. The 2018 Flyers came back from a 10-0 like losing or 0-10 losing streak to make the playoffs. So we're not out of it, but it just feels like we keep digging ourselves in this hole.
Yeah, but Chris, did you hear that? They got to 10.
Yeah.
That's why I looked it up.
I don't think we are the Flyers of 2018. We're so much better. We are just going to rattle off 5 straight here for sure. Right, guys? Please. Right, guys? Please.
Right, 8, guys? 14, and 7. Yeah. Who else we got? Pack back coolers. You guys heard this one yet? Pack back. Is this the first time on this one? Pack back, everybody. Yeah. The world's coolest coolers. I don't actually know their tagline. I've just been saying that though. So hopefully they like it. But they're the world's coolest coolers, everybody. They are amazing. Go check out the website. It's like the total, you know, not to be, but it's like the total, just like if you're a person who's into the gadgety coolest of the thing, you know, like all the add-ons and the click-ins and whatever, go check out Packback Coolers because it's not just a cooler. You can snap like a table onto the side of it, legs pop out. It's like tailgate ready, camping ready. There's a spot you can clip in your vacuum sealer for when you're fishing out there and you got this thing on your tailgate. You hook in that big old salmon, Chris. You know what I mean? The cohos are running. You're like, ah! You know what I mean, Chris?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Sure. Cohos are running.
Dude, you're down there. What? Smelt season. You're flipping them out there onto the bank. You want to vacuum seal those bad boys up, but it's right there on your pack back.
Smelt.
Yeah. The coolers are incredible. They got a backpack also. That's like it's not a backpack that's going to leak water or ice or anything. It keeps everything cold. 2 lids on this thing. So different compartments. They're beautiful, come in all different colors and everything. Perfect gift for campers and tailgaters alike. It's Pack Back Coolers, PACBAK, everybody. And they have, Katie, 2 different sizes of coolers, right?
Yeah. There's an 88, there's a 66, and there's a backpack.
An 88, everybody. Yeah, check them out, PACBAK. Ryan, who is good in the NHL? Should we talk like around the league a little bit and just like what's going on? I mean, are you watching hockey? Because what I've been watching from the Kraken's not hockey. So you've been watching hockey? Sorry.
Honestly, it's really hard. It's really hard to watch hockey right now when every other team is doing something different than what the Kraken are doing.
I know.
I mean, we've got Blackhawks coming in. So if you guys aren't there to watch the Kraken, we can watch Connor Bedard and the Blackhawks.
We've gotten to the point where I mean, I know I brought up other teams, but I didn't tell people to go in to watch the other teams.
I'm just saying we've got teams in our division like that everybody thought would be in the lower brackets, like the Kings, the Canucks, and those guys are having really good seasons. So I mean, we're in a tough division, and I just keep looking for us to kind of get up to that level and start to compete. But as far as the rest of the league, yeah, watch any other team right now, and you'll find some success there.
Oh, no. All right, let's look at the schedule. Should we look at the schedule? Do we dare look at the schedule? You guys have been talking about it. Panthers, Blackhawks, and then Kings. Oof, they're 16-5. And then Dallas, they're 16-8. And then the Kings again. Oof, this is starting to look like the Seahawks schedule. And then Anaheim, middle of the road.
We can do that.
Flames, who we've had trouble with. Philly, having a good season. I mean, dude, it's the NHL. It's not like it gets any easier. Somebody's just got to step up, take the reins on this season, and decide to right the ship. Metaphor intended. And maybe we can talk about happier times. Right?
That's what it's going to take. It's going to, like we said last episode, and I still haven't seen that. It's going to take somebody whose role isn't to be that guy, to step up and turn into that guy and get this team going. You watch the interviews afterwards. Everybody just is talking like we are. They're very quiet. Somebody needs to step up, get angry, and get this team fired up.
Yeah. I mean, and listen, and also, like,
I would say
we're watching. We're watching. We're just, we're like disappointed. We're not angry. We're just disappointed. Sorry, Chris. Go ahead.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say to what you're saying about someone stepping up, given what's been happening to our team, I would just say careful when you're stepping up, because don't get injured while you're stepping up, because then you'll just be out like everybody else.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Maybe that's why no one's doing it, is because they're afraid when they're stepping up, they're going to get injured.
Yeah. Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Or, you know, and like I'm trying to say, if you're not going to win, just lay somebody out, or like, and not in a dirty way, but just, you know, like, let's increase the hits. Let's increase the our shots, or just like, just get a little wild with it, or do something tricky on a breakaway. Do something that I can have a little fun with. Something, please.
Line brawl.
Yes. Hockey. Goalie fight. How about a goalie fight?
Ooh, goalie fight.
Goalie fight.
Let's introduce Seattle to some line brawls and goalie fights.
Yes.
And, yeah, let's go.
Spitting chiclets out. Not the podcast. That's why I said out.
I just had two pick Whitney, so whatever. Spitting chiclets.
No, no, come on. I don't want to owe them like $8.
Hey. Come on.
All right. That's the show. We love you. Hit up the rant line. Release the rants. There's also releaseshow@gmail.com. At release show on all social media. Keep on watching. Keep on fighting. Go ahead, Chris.
What? Can we go back and talk about your grandma as a bicycle?
You're going to miss it. It's over.
No. Oh, you want me to? Okay. Okay. It's over. It's over. See ya.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.